Community rallies around nurse who went through quadruple amputation. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 21, 2020. An Indiana community rallied around a nurse who underwent a quadruple amputation after developing sepsis from a case of pneumonia in February. Alex Geringer, 29, was admitted into the hospital this past February for a case of pneumonia, which she hoped she would recover from quickly. Instead, she developed sepsis and had to undergo a quadruple amputation to save her life, keeping her in the hospital for months, the Lafayette Journal and Courier reported. Although Geringer is still recovering from the sepsis that led to her amputations in the first place, her community has stepped up to raise money for her and her family. Her co-workers and friends at IU Health Arnett, where Geringer was employed as a nurse, are hosting a charity softball tournament and raffle on September 26 at Faith East Community Center. According to the Mayo Clinic, sepsis is a potentially life-threatening disease caused by the body's response to an infection. Geringer noticed starting in October 2019 that she started getting sick with a bunch of coughs and respiratory infections. In February, she went to the hospital and was diagnosed with pneumonia. Her condition worsened and she developed septic shock and another skin condition that required her to have skin grafts. Once she lost blood flow to her hands and feet, doctors amputated them in March. "Being a nurse, I looked at amputation that way," Geringer said. "There was no saving my hands and feet, and I understood that it had to be the next step. At that point, I didn't think beyond how it would affect my life. But at the time I knew it was the right decision, it had to be, or I would have died." Between her hospital stay, long-term care, and rehabilitation, she spent 5 months away from home. She is also preparing to receive prosthetic arms. As Geringer continues her recovery at home, her community is hard at work organizing various fundraisers that will culminate in the softball game. Kristen Romanovich, Geringer's friend and fellow nurse, said the community had sold nearly 200 Alex Strong t-shirts, raising $3,000. The community also held a garage sale on Friday, with all profits going towards Geringer. Romanovich says the goal is to raise $20,000 for Geringer. "Sepsis took a lot from Alex," Romanovich said, "but it didn't take her life and it didn't take her spirit."